Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. While going through program supplies this week, my colleagues and I stumbled upon an unexpected treasure that simultaneously made us scratch our heads and gave us a pretty good laugh. Tucked away among clamshells and moose skulls, at the very top of our natural item shelf was a mostly complete turkey skeleton. Okay, but don't worry, you're not about to listen to a whole bunch of turkey talk. Alaska is the only state in the U.S. without a native wild turkey population, so it wouldn't be right to give them the spotlight during a segment dedicated to local natural history. But while we may not have wild turkeys, we do have some of their really cool cousins, and we're going to take a few minutes to celebrate them this morning. Turkeys belong to a family of birds called Faisanidae, which also includes other plump, ground-dwelling birds like grouse, pheasants, peacocks, and chickens. These birds can be found in just about every terrestrial ecosystem around the world and are known for their showy and elaborate mating rituals, along with their, how do I say this nicely, slightly lower than average intelligence levels. There are over 180 species in this family worldwide, and four of them call Kachemak Bay home: willow ptarmigan, rock ptarmigan, spruce grouse, and the introduced ring-necked pheasant. One of the reasons wild turkeys aren't in Alaska is because of the harsh winter conditions, especially the deep snow. Ptarmigan and spruce grouse, however, are built for it. As winter approaches, ptarmigan feet transform into mini snowshoes. Their nails get longer and their feet sprout feathers to increase their surface area as they walk along the snow. Spruce grouse undergo a similar but slightly less dramatic transformation. The sides of their toes develop stiff, bristly structures to snowshoeify their feet and help grip icy tree branches, and their legs are fully covered in feathers all the way down to their toes for warmth. Both ptarmigan and spruce grouse have also mastered the art of camouflage. In the summer, ptarmigan plumage is a mottled combination of browns, reds, grays, and white to blend in with their rocky tundra habitat, and then changes to a brilliant snowy white to match the winter landscape. Spruce grouse keep their plumage year-round, though their brown, gray, buff, black, and white coloration allows them to seamlessly blend in with their forested home no matter the season. If you'd like to keep this bird celebration going, consider getting involved with one of the largest community science efforts in the world, and it's happening right now. The Great Backyard Bird Count is an annual four-day bird-a-palooza where participants count and identify birds in their community for at least 15 minutes and then submit their findings online. All of the data collected is then used by researchers to better understand, monitor, and protect bird populations all around the world. This year, the Great Backyard Bird Count runs from February 13th through the 16th, and our team at Coastal Studies is hosting a count tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. up at the Wynn Visitor Center. Join naturalists for an afternoon of forest walks, bird observations, themed crafts, campfire treats, and more. We hope to see you there. This is Alexa Helm, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you to the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.